Welcome to this audio trail about the natural attractions of the Devil's Bridge landscape. The trail has been designed to provide short answers to 10 questions that are commonly asked about the Devil's Bridge landscape and can be used either by itself or in combination with a colour brochure that provides some images and additional information. We hope that the information provides a little bit of insight into the origin and development of the key landforms that underpin its scenic splendour, while also highlighting the many links with a long history of human activity. Some of the main natural attractions of the Devil's Bridge landscape are the spectacular potholes and waterfalls on the Mynach River, which translates as the Monk's River. The Mynach is a tributary of the larger Rheidol River, which runs in a deep wooded valley towards Aberystwyth and the Cardigan Bay coastline. Technically, the waterfalls can be classified as a segmented or tiered falls, with 5 major drops and intervening cascades, adding up to a 91 metre total drop. The first two questions are best appreciated from standing in front of the Harvard Hotel or by looking over the side of the road bridge near the turnstiles that mark the start of the walking trails.
Question 1. How did the waterfalls form? The development of the waterfalls on the Mynach is related to the development of the Rheidol Valley. From its source on Plymlimon, the highest mountain in mid-Wales, known as Plymlimon Fawr in Welsh, the Rheidol initially flows southwards, but near Devil's Bridge takes an abrupt westwards turn towards the town of Aberystwyth and the Cardigan Bay coastline. This abrupt westwards turn has been attributed to severing and rerouting of the upper parts of an ancient north-south flowing lengthy river, the so-called Proto-Teifi, by shorter rivers eroding aggressively inland from the coastline, namely the Ystwyth and the Rheidol. This sequence of events, known as river capture or river piracy, may be difficult to imagine, as it's a complex process that took place over a long period of time in the distant past. But a visual diagram and further explanation is available in the accompanying colour brochure. The key point, however, is that once capture of the upper Proto-Teifi by the Rheidol had taken place, the additional flow along the newly lengthened Rheidol enabled more rapid deepening of its valley. Small tributaries to the Rheidol, such as the Mynach, were unable to keep pace with this rapid deepening, and waterfalls started to develop as flows along the Mynach cascaded over increasing amounts of bedrock exposed at the junction with the Rheidol. Ongoing erosion has meant that, over time, the waterfalls have retreated slowly up the Mynach's course, and now they stand more than 100 metres upstream of the junction. As the waterfalls have retreated, steep-sided gorges have been left in their wake.
Question 2. How old are the waterfalls? Although the sequence of events leading to waterfall formation can be outlined, their age is hard to establish with any certainty. The processes of erosion that have contributed to the deepening of the Rheidol Valley and the upstream retreat of the waterfalls on the Mynach tend to remove many of the river landforms and deposits that might otherwise provide clues as to the age of capture of the Proto-Teifi and the initial formation of the waterfalls. But as we shall hear at other stops on this audio trail, the very slow rate of change of the waterfalls suggests a very great age for their initial formation, at least hundreds of thousands of years and quite possibly millions of years. This means that the waterfalls will have survived through many or all of the numerous ice ages that have occurred in the Northern Hemisphere in the recent geological past. It also means that the waterfalls are significantly older than any major human structures on Earth, as even the earliest known Egyptian pyramids are no more than 5,000 years old. The waterfalls are also likely older than the origins of our own species, Homo sapiens, which most estimates suggest only occurred within the last 200,000 years.
The next two questions are best appreciated by passing through the turnstile that marks the start of the shorter walking trail, and then descending the steps to the Devil's Punch Bowl.